Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Today, I had to jump on the train of like Christopher Nolan obsession, where obviously The Odyssey has hit theaters a couple of days or weeks ago. I don't even know when exactly, but I know that I'm about to watch The Odyssey tomorrow in a huge cinema with a huge screen, which I'm very excited about. And I had to title this episode like the movie, at least almost, because I want to talk about something that goes to show that I think that our lives are sort of orchestrated and that, you know, there is a bigger creator at work when it comes to our lives. So I just want to give you a little backstory of my connection to The Odyssey. So it totally reminds me of the time when I lived in the US. I was 15 when I moved there for my sophomore year in high school. And one of the books that we read in English class was actually The Odyssey by Homer. Is it Homer or Homer? Homer? In German, we say Homer. I don't know how you say it in English, but you know who I'm talking about. So I just want to say that I was thousands of miles away from home, really missing my family, and it was a completely new environment. It was like this crazy experience, and I was quite young. And then in English class, out of all places, we read The Odyssey in Old English, so it was really hard to understand. So I was there in English class and I was like, what is this supposed to say? With a lot of vocab, I had to learn English to English translation because it were a lot of old words that you had to translate to modern English. It was so interesting, but also really hard. So that was my first real connection to that story. And then years later, fast forward literally 9 years, I was a student assistant at the Max Planck Institute of Empirical Aesthetics, and we researched a lot of things, but among them was one study that a PhD student conducted that I helped her with, and this study dealt with The Odyssey. So it was like a full circle moment that I'm now realizing that I'm so connected to the story because she conducted her research around the story and had people read a part of the story. And I just want to take this and tell you that I believe that it was a full circle moment, but I think our lives are full circle moments and that it all comes together in the end. You know, you can't connect the dots looking forward, but you can connect them looking backwards. And I think that's exactly what's happening in life, that we connect the dots and we get to live through certain aspects and live through certain situations that just give us a certain feel. And oftentimes there are patterns in our lives that just repeat themselves. And I just think it's so fascinating and so interesting that we are who we are and that we're fluid beings and we go through life with certain gifts and talents and also certain preferences. Like, for example, one of my preferences is definitely Greek mythology because I think it's so interesting and I've always been fascinated by it. And then I go to the US and I read, you know, one of the greatest books of Greek mythology. And that's just so interesting to me. That is definitely a sort of pattern that followed me. And it keeps following me up until today when I'm like one day out of watching The Odyssey. And this story that has kind of been part of certain aspects of my life come to life in the movies and on a cinema screen. So yeah, it's just, to me, it's very fascinating. And I think, as I said, life is one big full circle moment that just is there to teach us that things aren't always easy, but they're definitely always special. And we should believe in ourselves and we should believe in a higher creator who made us and who created a life for us that is full of magic and full of special moments and full of wonders that we sometimes don't see. But looking back, we sometimes realize them. And yeah, to end this episode, I have a very special announcement. I have finished a big drawing that I've been working on since the beginning of June. So it's been 2.5 months and close to 100 hours of work that went into this drawing, which is insane. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of, I wanted to say blood, sweat, and tears, but that's not true. I didn't even shed one tear. No blood. No sweat, because I don't sweat, which isn't really healthy, but it's just my thing, I guess. So that is done, and I am so grateful for it. I'm prepping for my very first art exhibition, and I'm going to show this piece there. And we're 2 weeks out from the exhibition, and I'm very excited. Now you know everything, and I'll report back in my next episode how I thought about the movie, which I'll be watching tomorrow. And yeah, and I hope you'll tune back in next time. Until then, have a great week. Stay safe. Subscribe if you haven't already, and take care.